Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, my wonderful, beautiful friends. Welcome back to another episode of r/Entitled People, where you'll hear stories about people who think they can do no wrong and that they matter more than everybody else in the world. Like this social media influencer right here, who leaves a 1-star review at a restaurant saying, "I am giving a 1-star because of the cheap management and customer service. I heard the food was very good, so I went to try. Me and the boyfriend got the calamari, the spaghetti, and the gnocchi, and all were very delicious. I was actually so impressed that when the manager came to ask us how everything tasted, I told her it was some of the best Italian food I've had, and told her that I'm going to post about it on Instagram, where I have over 11,000 followers, and a lot of them are in the area. She seemed very happy about it, and I was wrong. I thought she would be grateful for the free advertising, but when the check came, there was literally no discount at all. I thought at least one of the entrees would be taken off, but they did not even take off the calamari or even the drinks. I won't go back there because of this, which is a shame because the food was very good. The manager needs to understand how to treat customers." You know, it's very funny how people think because they have a social media following, they instantly deserve different treatment. I wonder how often she uses her Instagram following to get free stuff. Guys, should I spend $20 and get 10,000 fake followers so I can do the same? My friends, in this episode, you're going to hear two super entitled stories. The first, OP tells a story about his daughter's friend and how her parents are a little bit crazy. The second story, and the one you're here for, a Karen ruins a child's Make-A-Wish Day. Oh my goodness. My friends, I do hope you stay for the stories today and hit that subscribe button for future Entitled People stories. My friends, let's dive in. My daughter had a friend over for a sleepover last weekend. They're both 13-year-old girls. It was all fairly standard stuff. Watching movies, staying up too late, eating too much junk food, you know the drill. Both kids seemed to have a nice time, and the visiting kid was nice enough for someone else's teenage child. And I didn't really think too much more about it. Until the friend's mother called me Sunday night, absolutely outraged over what I'd done while her child was in my care. Was it allowing them to stay up too late? Was it the junk food? Was it the choice of film I allowed them to watch? No. My crime was far worse than that. Imagine the mother's horror when she discovered that I had allowed her child to, wait for it, drink tap water. It turns out that only bottled water is acceptable for her family. Now, I know some places there's issues with drinking tap water. We live in an area with excellent tap water quality, so I was kind of baffled what the issue was. I told her, our tap water is fine, and your kid didn't say anything at the time. But oh no, that wasn't good enough. You see, tap water has toxins in it. It's not safe, and her family only drinks bottled water. And she is, quote, frankly shocked and disturbed that her child was associating with a child of such an awful, awful parent, and that she, rest assured, would be calling CPS first thing Monday to have my child removed from such a harmful environment. I was just kind of stunned and didn't really say anything, and she hung up on me. I'd love to know where she thinks bottled water companies get their water from. And second, we're in Australia, and CPS isn't a thing here, so yeah, they're out there. Imagine getting CPS called on you for allowing your kids to drink tap water. I want to know what that phone call would be like. I want to report an awful, awful parent who's mistreating their children. Oh, why, of course, ma'am. Do you have any details on the situation? Oh, yes. The mother forces her kids to drink tap water. Oh my goodness. So, OP has an update to the story as well, and it reads, "Last night, my wife and I went to a concert of a band that we've both idolized from childhood. My daughter and her friend from last week's incident have recently discovered the band and kind of fangirled out last weekend when we mentioned that we were seeing them this weekend. So knowing that, we bought a bunch of overpriced merchandise, including a t-shirt for our daughter and a matching one for her friend, the one with the crazy bottled water mother. I thought it would be a nice no hard feelings gesture, certainly to the kid and hopefully to the mother. My daughter took off on her bike to her friend's house first thing in the morning to give her the shirt and to hang out listening to 40-year-old songs that were cool before I was born. So, guess who just called? Was she calling to say thanks for the nice gift for her kid and apologize for overreacting last weekend? No. No, she wasn't. She said, quote, that her family doesn't need charity, and she is more than capable of buying her child clothes if she needs them. And even so, she wouldn't buy her child clothes advertising something so vile and demonic, and I can rest assured that she has thrown the t-shirt into the garbage, and she'll thank me for staying out of her family's business." And with that, she hung up on me. So yeah, she's a little out there. She knows she could have given OP's daughter the t-shirt to bring back home, right? And not have called OP to start all this drama. But that's not what entitled people do. They need to voice their opinions because they think it matters. So I saw the absolute end-all be-all last week. I work for a small production company, and we do a ton of charitable work. That day, a few of our crew members, myself included, were lent out for a make-a-wish type thing for a girl, whose wish was to have her original song made into a music video. She was battling cancer, so, of course, every precaution had to be taken, COVID-wise. The director reserved a scenic section of the park and got all set up so we could be outdoors with plenty of distance. Apparently, this was the only section of the park with a picnic area. We weren't aware of this, and occasionally, some people would come over pretty miffed, asking why we reserved the whole picnic area. But before they could get the whole complaint out, they'd realize the situation and leave us be, embarrassed to have even asked. The young girl was around 14 or 15 and having a great time shooting these scenes for her music video. Until cue Karen. A mess of cheap Botox and overpriced clothing started crossing over our clearly marked barricades with her daughter, who's around 6 or 7. Our production assistant rushed over, figuring she was just too dumb to notice all of our signage and physical blockades, and explained in a hushed tone that she was intruding on a private film set.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Karen replied intentionally loudly that this was a public park, and she had every right to use any part of it that she pleased. Now, was it a tad bit inconvenient that we commandeered a large strip of public land, the only area with seating? Absolutely. But the handful of people who wandered over to complain immediately processed the nature of this project and gladly made other plans for themselves. Karen wasn't budging, but we had a permit from the city to be there, so we let her know that she could quiet down or shove off. We actually had the right to have her ejected if she was being disruptive to our filming. We really didn't want to, though, and we didn't exactly have the manpower to do it without calling the authorities. And we didn't want to put a damper on this fun event or make a scene in front of her daughter. so the director paused filming to try to de-escalate things. There was supposed to be a liaison from the Make-A-Wish program there, but the catering guy had gotten lost along the way, and she'd gone out to go look for him. So the director showed Karen the permit we had, and warned her a final time that she either needed to watch calmly or get out of there. She pulled her young daughter off to the side and started trying to goad her into singing. The kid was better able to read the room than her mom, because she was too embarrassed to start singing, and tried saying that she wanted to wait until she got home. But Karen kept pointing her phone camera at the kid and shrieking that she wanted her to sing there so she could film it. Eventually, she started playing some Disney song on her phone, and the kid began hissing along, interrupting our footage, much to Karen's twisted satisfaction. Finally, the director had had it, and informed her that even though she had technically moved off the land we physically reserved, that the noise she and her daughter were generating was disruptive, so he could still have her removed. But Karen's pride wouldn't allow her to simply walk away from the situation, so once her daughter had ceased this loud off-key singing, she continued lingering as her child begged her to go play by a pond that was almost a quarter mile over. Karen continually tried to force her daughter into the shot with hopes that it would make us move, cruelly getting her kids' hopes up and dashing them repeatedly. She kept saying, "Look, baby, they're making a movie. Quick, go be in the movie so you can get famous. Hurry!" And the girl would run onto our set, or try to, and the production assistant would return her to her mom before she could run across our shot. But her daughter's cries of disappointment at not becoming famous each time we returned her to her mom were enough to render most of the footage, if not useless. I guess Karen didn't think we heard her goading her child into disrupting us with fake promises of stardom, because when the director came over to her for her final warning, she tried to play dumb and said, "Oh, I think she's just dead set on using the picnic space, since this is the only picnic space in the entire park. It would probably be easier for you to move, huh?" She said that with a combination of faux sweetness and imagined authority. Clearly, she had no idea what it takes to set up for a film if she thought we could just move locations on a whim. The director turned out to be bluffing on calling the cops because he didn't want to create a scene until the liaison returned, so he just had a couple of big crew guys keep her and her daughter at bay. Eventually, the liaison did come back, but honestly, she wasn't particularly helpful. Karen deduced that she was the one who was in charge, and magically shaped up the minute she appeared, and stood quietly to the side. So, when every crew member descended on the liaison at once, she just meekly said, "Well, it's fine if she watches, right? People are probably just curious what's going on." Thankfully, the girl in the video had been having her makeup done for most of this, while we filmed the backup dancer scene, so didn't really notice most of the debacle, and didn't care one way or another. Because Karen had a little kid with her, the girl didn't say she couldn't watch, even though she was visibly uncomfortable at the strange audience. She kept waving to and winking at the little girl, though, who thought she was some kind of celebrity. It was actually pretty cute, and a perfect compliment to her music video, Make-A-Wish. Karen hated that, and kept muttering to passerbys, trying to surmount insurrection. But unbeknownst to her, just about everyone in the general area was affiliated with our shoot. She did manage to find one or two people who were irritated about the picnic area being closed, thinking we were just some greedy private party who sectioned it off from the other guest. But then they realized it was some kind of film production and started milling around out of curiosity. She'd make the occasional comment to the other picnic people and was winning some of them over. She'd say something like, "But do they need the entire space? They aren't even using most of it." Then the star girl comes out for her big emotional dance scene, and she's really giving it her all. So Karen decides to throw in another blow by turning to a woman nearest to her and saying, again, loud enough for everyone to hear, "Oh God, look, it's one of those girls who thinks it's cool to pretend to be a boy. I'll bet she hasn't stopped to consider how long it'll take to grow her hair back." You'd think that Karen would have stopped for a second to consider that maybe the girl was not cultivating a chic new look, and in fact had cancer, or better yet, that maybe a stranger's hairstyle wasn't her business in any case. But nope. So our poor starring girl hears this, and crumples up into tears, Now assuming that the crowds who had been gathered throughout the day were not doing so because they thought she was some famous pop star, but instead to gawk because she was strange-looking. She rushed away, and those standing anywhere near Karen hurried off to make it clear that they weren't associated with her. That's when the liaison realized what we'd been trying to warn her about with Karen's behavior, and tore into her, along with several members of the girl's extended family. Like a true coward, Karen did not even apologize. She just bolted as quickly as she could, saying, "You know, maybe we'll find a different spot, since you're clearly busy." As though she were doing us a special consideration. Luckily, our lead girl's entire extended family was there and cheered her up very quickly. And some supportive civilians had showed up with genuine curiosity about the film set and loved watching her dance. So she was happy and having fun again very quickly after Karen skulked off. But still, really quite a hurtful and inappropriate spectacle. If she gets this worked up over a picnic table, I can only imagine when her daughter starts to face life's real challenges. Leave it up to a Karen to ruin a child's make-a-wish day. Guys, do you think this whole situation could have been avoided if the director had actually told Karen at the very beginning that it was for a make-a-wish day, instead of saying it was a private video shoot? Like, would that have mattered at all, or would Karen have not given two craps about a make-a-wish day? And that wraps up this episode of r/ Entitled People. Guys, we survived another one. If you enjoyed the stories, please be sure to hit that like button. And if you missed the last episode of r/ Entitled People, OP's mother-in-law pierces her baby's ears without her permission because she looked like a boy. Talk about being entitled. Check it out if you haven't, and I'll see you guys in the next one. I love you.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.